Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, now offering local, organic, and sustainable breakfast to go for large parties, corporate events, and more. Ordering available online at portagebaycafe.com.
We're very excited today. We have a great group here. Are you guys ready for some fun? Yeah. Little studio audience. So may I just get right down to it. This is Miss Bria Skonberg.
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. And little man, little Lola wants you. Make up your mind to have no regrets. Recline yourself, resign yourself, you're through. I always get what I aim for, and your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. Take off your coat, don't you know you can't win? You're no exception to the rule. I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in. What I aim for.
Thank you very much.
And your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. Take off your coat, don't you know you can't win? You're no exception to the rule. I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in. Give in. Give in.
Excellent work. That's Bria Skonberg on trumpet and vocals. And on piano, you have Matisse Picard. On bass, Eric Wheeler. On drums, Elizabeth Goodfellow. And on reeds today, Steve Tressler. So happy you're here for our studio sessions.
Thank you.
Here at KNKX. And you came by before, so we had you before. But I always like to mention you're from Chilliwack, British Columbia. Where exactly is that?
You've never heard of the jazz metropolis of the Great White North?
No.
Wow.
Educate
well, let me,
me.
Tell you. Chilliwack. Chilliwack is a very spirited town in British Columbia. So go straight up the I-5, say hi to the nice people, show your passport, turn right at the Tim Hortons, and you'll get there. Chilliwack, I'm proud to be from there because it has just great public school band programs, great teachers. You know, it's a beautiful setting, of course. And we had a jazz festival for over 20 years where I got to both play in it. They did a great job of incorporating the youth in the community, as well as bringing groups from all over the world and all over British Columbia and even the United States.
That's so exciting. And so what was it that kind of drew you toward jazz? Because you seem like you could do a number of things.
I have a lot of interests, that's for sure. Jazz, to me, just always had the most kind of possibility. I loved performing. And when I was in high school, I was very interested and participated in sports, student council, leadership activities, which all kind of bubbled into the skill set that led me to be kind of an entrepreneurial musician, which is what you have to be when you are a full-time musician. All these guys here will agree with that. But it was the spirit of it, of course, the team aspect of it, the inclusiveness and, you know, the opportunity, you know, the idea of traveling and performing and meeting people from all over the place, you know, really, really drew me into this wonderful world. And it's It's never boring. I'll say that much.
So great. We're so glad you're here. And tell us a little what you're going to play next.
So that first number, of course, Whatever Lola Wants. It's an old standard, of course. But I recorded it on my last album. And to be honest, when my producer, Matt Pearson, brought it to me, I thought, everybody's done that song. I don't want to do that. And there's some iconic versions like Sarah Vaughan. But then I figured out who my Lola was, and that's Uma Thurman in the movie Kill Bill. That's my Lola. This whole album with the twist, there's kind of an underlying, like, strong female lead. I don't know if it's just because I saw Wonder Woman or what, but there's a lot of, strong kind of female lead tunes on it. So Whatever Lola Wants is off of my album that came out this year with a twist on Sony OK. And this next one was released on my last album, self-titled. This song is called Down in the Deep. I know the lunchtime hour here, we were listening to it on the way down, is the bluesy hour. So we're going to play one of mine, which is very bluesy. Here's Down in the Deep.
Thank you. Bria Skonberg here, studio sessions at KNKX.
Thank you.
So those of you who are listening, this is Bria Skonberg with a great group. Obviously, you guys play amazingly together. And I have to say, at the end there, we were all waiting because Bria had her trumpet out and she had, is this a little plastic, a paper cup that you're using or your hand?
You looked ready. I made a beeline for the hospitality room before the set. I was doing a clinic at a school yesterday in BC and I left my plunger there, my gift to the kids. I left my plunger mute. So I improvised, as we do in jazz, and I grabbed a coffee cup.
So it's a paper coffee cup. And the plunger is what we call the thing that our trumpet players put in front of their trumpets.
It's a plunger, as you know it. Although not a toilet plunger. Trombones use those. They make a bigger mess. But trumpets often use sink plungers.
It's true. Right?
Now you know.
And that just changes the sound of it?
Yeah, it allows you to, you know, so the instrument, the trumpet is like an extension of my voice, everybody's instrument. And by kind of cupping the airwaves as they come out allows me to give it a more vocal quality. We call it like a wah-wah. Wah-wah. So it gives me kind of a chance to bend it as if I was singing it.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, it was just really fun watching that. And you guys took us to all different places in that song. It was wonderful. What a great group. How long have you been playing with these folks?
Oh, different amounts of time with everybody, actually. Let's see. One of my not oldest, my longest buddies in the band on the drums is Elizabeth Goodfellow, and she came up from California today. We've known each other. We've been playing together since 2004. We actually led a band out of the Pacific Northwest called Mighty Aphrodite. So we've been playing for a long time, and she's always on tour with like Iron and Wine now and a lot of different groups, so I'm lucky she's here today. On the bass is the incredible Eric Wheeler, and we've been playing off and on for about 2 years. He's one of my favoritist, that's a word, favoritist, in New York. And he's often playing with Theo Croker, Dee Dee Bridgewater, many, many fantastic artists. On piano is Matisse Picard, who I've been very fortunate to find about a year and a half ago. I had a gig at Dizzy's in New York, and he was playing the late night set, and I just heard him and went, how can I make this person more part of my life in a greater way? He's fabulous. Just graduated from Juilliard last year. So he's available at this point. And making his debut with his orchestra, Steve Tressler here, hometown hero. However, I was just thinking about when we met through a mutual friend who went to UW, Emily Asher.
Yeah.
But do you remember that night? I think it was that we had a jam session at Tula's when the members of the Jazz and Lincoln Center Orchestra.
Oh.
Remember part of that?
The Owl and Thistle.
Yeah. That was it. So about maybe 13, 14 years ago. Don't mean to date myself here, but I went to see the Jazz Lincoln Center Orchestra at Benaroya Hall, and long story short, a few of the members, we all ended up in the same car. We drove to a jam session, and Steve was there, and that was one of the first times we got to hang out and make music.
Yeah. Jam sessions are important, aren't they?
So
yeah,
good.
It was so fun hearing that arrangement, and that's on your new album, is that correct?
That one's actually on the album that came before, which was crowdfunding and actually picked up by Sony Records, so it's just kind of a cool story there. And that album won the 2017 Juno, which is a Canadian award for best vocal jazz.
So exciting. Well, we have time for another song, but I do want to just ask one more question. You teach kids, you teach adults. You just mentioned crowdfunding something. Would that be advice you would give to someone who's starting in music? How to go forward? What's your number one piece of advice?
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's a big question, how to go forward. You know, study the musically, study the greats, surround yourself with people that challenge and inspire you. If you can find a mentor, you know, please do. There's a lot of inspiration here in the city. Lance Buller's in the audience, and he's been an inspiration of mine for a long time, for better or worse. Great trumpet player. Yeah, I got that from him. As far as music business, you know, crowdfunding is a very interesting tool. It's certainly the way that, you know, the industry is. If you offer value for what you're giving them, then it's fine. You know, it's like you're prepaying for a product that you're going to give them and follow in for. You're just creating a relationship with your quote-unquote fan base or people, you know, your community that's going to hopefully support you for a long time to come. So, you know, whatever you need to do to get your musical vision out there and across, you know, power to you. And stay honest to yourself and to others. If you can. I do love teaching. You know, I teach because I learn so much when I do. I started a jazz camp in New York City 3 years ago now for adults, 18 plus, if anybody wants to come and hang out at the New York Hot Jazz Camp. It's in April. It's a ridiculously good time. You can find out more about that on my website. The easiest way to find me online is to Google Bria Trumpet, as opposed to trying to spell my last name. So I'm very easy to find online. Just Google.
B-R-I-A. For
trumpet.
Everyone at home.
Yeah. And you can find trumpet. All those. I'm up to a lot of different things all the time. But it's always, you know, great to be here with these fine people and our audience here. Yay.
So
Ben, have a round of applause for Gail and Sheldon.
And just to mention, you're playing tonight in at the Edmonds,
yes.
Is it Center for Performing Arts?
Yeah? Exactly, at the ECA Edmonds Center for the Performing Arts at 7:30 tonight. This group will be there, and we're so excited.
All right. Well, one more song would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, it's a pleasure to be here. And I thought we'd just end off with a great standard for fun, a song about the beautiful sunshine outside and, you know, to keep our spirits up in troubled times. Here's On the Sunny Side of the Street. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your stand. Life would be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade. But now I'm not afraid. This road bars crossed over. If I never had a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller, with gold dust round my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Boom, beep, boo, deep, ben, nitty, den, nitty, but, nay, that, nay, but, nay, boom. Grab your coat, but don't forget your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Life is sweet. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life would be so fine. Oh, fine like strawberry wine. Used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade. What a drag, old man, getting stuck in the shade. Get here, don't be afraid. We're moving on over. Feel yourself in the clover. Only here for a sin, who cares? Rich as Rockefeller can't be beat. Gold dust by my feet on the sunny